This reading was appeared in the Washington Post in August of 1998, and those of you with a good memory will remember what was going on back then. We gradually learn from childhood on what it is to lie and to be lied to. We know the power over others that deceit may confer, and how much easier it is to slip into a lie than to undo its effects. Everyone makes mistakes of this kind. But it is another matter altogether to choose knowingly to deal with others through deceit. The most serious miscalculation people make at such a time is to blind themselves to the effect lying can have on their integrity and self-respect, and the jeopardy in which they place others. Because liars also tend to overestimate their own goodwill and their chances of escaping detection, they underestimate the damage to their reputation and their credibility once they are found to have lied. And if they do get away with lies at first, further psychological and moral barriers may wear down. More and more lies may seem to be necessary, and fewer of those lies may seem morally problematic. Most remote of all, as people calculate the pros and cons of particular lies, are the corrosive and cumulative effects that their lies, once suspected, will have not only on their credibility, but on trust more generally. Lies invite imitation. Preventing duplicity and retaliation after the fact. As they spread, trust is damaged. Naive trust invites abuses all its own. But when distrust becomes too overpowering within a family, a community, or a nation, it becomes impossible to meet joint needs. Increasingly, social scientists are viewing such trust as a fragile good necessary to human cooperation and effective government, yet as vulnerable as our national environment to being cumulatively polluted. Liars function as free riders in this social setting, relying on a modicum of trust to dissemble, even as their actions help wear it down. In public as in private life, everyone has reason to consider to what extent their actions erode or help restore the social good of trust. But public servants, doctors, clergy, lawyers, bankers, journalists, and other professionals have a special responsibility in this regard, given the privileges they have been granted. Public officials, above all, can have a uniquely deleterious effect on trust when they act so as to undermine trust. This cuts at the roots of democracy.